Welcome back to That Gaming Podcast, everybody. This is Ben.
And this is Alex.
And this is the show where we talk about the Nintendo and PlayStation games we're playing right now.
That's right. So join us as we embark into the world of gaming.
Let's do it. How's it going, everybody?
Hello.
Hannah is here, and my name is Ben.
And my name is Hannah.
I always try to go for the most awkward possible.
Really,
I'm just awkward. That's just what I do. But we are coming back at you for number 7 of Hannah and Ben Love Nintendo, and we're not talking about
a Nintendo exclusive game.
Correct.
We're talking about a game that I play on my Nintendo Switch, but it is not put out by Nintendo.
Yeah, it might be the first time we're doing a non-exclusive. Actually, I think so.
With the two of us doing it anyway. Without Alex.
We're talking about Stardew Valley, and Hannah has played this game for like over a year.
I love it. Stardew Valley is probably, I hate to say it's my favorite game ever, but I've thought about it more than I have any other game and strategized about it more than I have any other game. I love it.
It's unfair to say a favorite game ever because there's so many different types of games, and different games give you different feelings and vibes, and you need them at different times when you're.
This one gives me all the cozy, everyday, mundane task vibes. It's my safe place.
Relax at the end of the day.
Yes,
usually.
It is.
Yeah. The reason for doing this game now, you might be saying, well, millions and millions of people have purchased this game. It's been out for years on PC, and it's always up at the top of the charts on the eShop. Well, Nintendo does this thing called Game Trials, if you're not already familiar, on the Switch. And they allow you to play a game, download it for free, play it for an entire week if you have a Nintendo Switch Online membership. So from June 14th to June 20th, you can play Stardew Valley completely free, no time limit, as much as you want. And then
starting today that we're recording this.
Yeah, today that we're recording it. And then there's a 20% discount on the game. Until the 27th. So if you like it after the 20th and you want to buy and keep going, you can pick it up. You can purchase it.
She's a steal, man. Even without the free week.
One key thing here, it'll let you move your saved progress from the free version to the paid version.
Well, that's really nice.
So you don't have to start all over, a new farm, new
that's
anything.
Smart.
Just keep on going.
Love it.
So I like this type of promotion that Nintendo does. I think it's a nice little perk to get into a game, give you a reason to get into a game. And I think I might download it. I know you've been at me to like, you should play it.
You really should.
This is a perfect opportunity to play it.
You really should.
Try it for a week.
Oh, that would make me very happy.
And then I'll move on.
Oh, I'll get to this later, but we can play together.
Oh,
there's multiplayer,
right.
Yeah.
That is right. Yeah, we both do have our own Switch, so that'd be cool. So that's why we're talking about that today. Real quickly, if you're new to the show, welcome. Not every week Hannah is here. Most of the time Alex is with me. But we talk about Nintendo and PlayStation games. Hannah and I just kind of exclusively play Nintendo for the most part. So that's why we do this little series. But if you're new to the show, welcome. It's 30 minutes every Friday. And never know what game we're going to talk about next. So if you like the show, give us a review on iTunes or any podcast platform. Let us know what you think of the show in just a few brief little sentences there. You don't have to go crazy and leave a page long review or nothing. 5 stars is always helpful for us. That means more people can find the show and share it with your friends. You can go to my Twitter. You'll find the information in the show notes. There's links to the show there. You can share those links with friends. You can also go to our Facebook page. Alex and I have become a little more active on the page. We're posting things here and there. That's where you see news updates. If we're going to, for some reason, we have to postpone for a week, you'll see it there. I think that's pretty much covers everything we've got going on.
What's on your mug today?
So mug today is a Nintendo Game Boy mug. Alex actually got this for me for Christmas, as you know. And
how appropriate.
It's a nice gift. And on one side, it's got the Super Mario Land logo. And the other side, it's got, the princess is in another castle. The classic
and Super Mario. The screen comes up whenever you add hot liquid to it.
Yeah. The screen changes from black to powered on and green, like the old school logo, old school system was.
And my mug has the Bucky's beaver on it from the gas station.
Popular Bucky's gas station.
The wonderful, glorious Bucky's gas station. Yeah.
So,
shall we jump in?
Let's each have a sip of our tea here.
Oh, yeah. One more sip.
Yeah, just one more. On this nice 100 degree day, we're having nice hot tea.
Yeah, I know. Mistake.
No, it's all right. So, Hannah, what is Stardew Valley about?
Oh, I'll tell you. It's about a lot of things. But at its core, Stardew Valley is a farming RPG game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I love an RPG. I love being able to just go around and live my life as this little character. So the idea is that you move to your grandfather's dilapidated farm and you're kind of put in charge of its upkeep. And kind of surrounding your farm, there's a bunch of mountains and forests and other areas that you can explore. And you're basically just going to try to make your way in this new town and this new way of life.
Okay. So kind of like Animal Crossing. That's
it is. Similar. There's a lot of comparisons to Animal Crossing, especially in like you have to like build up your home. You don't build your home, but you can customize your home and you can form relationships with all of the people in town and all of the things like that. It's different for a few reasons, which I'll get to in a little bit. But basically, next to your little farm is a town called Pelican Town. Mm-hmm. And Pelican Town has so many fun little villagers in it. It's basically like Stars Hollow from Gilmore Girls, from anyone who's familiar. So you've got like the mayor and the farmer, or not the farmer, but she sells like animals and hay and things like that. And you've got an artist and different like characters with different jobs and different personalities all live there. Mm-hmm. And while you're kind of meandering around the town, you can talk to them and learn more about them. And at first they're not very friendly to you because they don't trust you yet. They don't know who you are. There's a few of them that are friendly all the time, townspeople, but most of the time, at least at the beginning, they're not until you get to know them a little more. But it kind of has its own kind of history of its own. So Pelican Town is sort of run down a little bit. Like they all care about the town, but there's kind of this culture of like the young people don't want to keep up the like small town traditions type of thing. And so their community center is in complete shambles and like the roof's caving in and all of that stuff.
Okay.
And so that's kind of how what you're introduced to first. Also, the local economy is being threatened by the Joja Corporation, which is like Walmart or like a big box store.
Yeah.
And it's moved into town and opened a store, which kind of threatens the small little businesses in the town. They can't keep up with the prices. So
there's these big threats and your task to like take them on and save the day.
Yes.
Kind of your goal to like save the
day.
Well,
it could be a goal. It doesn't have to be your goal, which I'll get to a little bit later. But yeah, so that's kind of that's the story going into Stardew Valley.
Okay.
Yes. You're taking care of your grandfather's farm. The neighboring town has its own colorful characters, strange history, strange culture, and bad economy.
Gotcha.
And that's where you're at.
I have a question. So then how does the story unfold? Does it have cinematics that you encounter at certain points in the game? So like it shows you things through like little movies, or do you learn it by talking to people and you pick up on things through the dialogue? Do you read books? Like how do you?
It's kind of a little bit of all of it. So when you start out, you have a series of tasks that you're supposed to follow. There's no penalty for not following them, but it helps you get started in the game. So it's like plant 5 parsnips or something like that. And so you're given like your 5 starter seeds to plant. And that's how you learn to, you know, hoe the ground, put the seeds in and water them every day and how to harvest them and sell them. Right. That's how you learn the basic farm mechanics. Everything else you kind of just have to learn as you come upon it. And there are cutscenes and things like that that can show you things. There's also a library where as you like gather more books and things like that, which is something you can do, you can go to the library and read. I don't use the library very much. I just kind of figured it out on my own, but it's there if you need a refresher on.
So there's even more to find and discover.
Yeah.
If you want to.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
But the main thing in Stardew Valley, obviously, is farming. So it's the easiest way to make money. You're not going to start out with very much money at all. You're going to have very, very little money. but you're going to want to sink all that money in seeds right away. I didn't want to do that at first. I was like, oh, I might need this or whatever. Like, no, put your money in seeds and mm-hmm. you'll get it back like tenfold. So there are a bunch of different kinds of plants that you can do. Each season in the game is like 28 game days. It's not real time like Animal Crossing. You can go through over how many days you want to.
Oh, right. Okay. In,
yeah. As quickly as you want to.
Okay.
But there's 28 days in a season, and each season brings about new unique crops that thrive in that season traditionally. So something that you need to do is you go to the store and you pick out your seeds for the season and plant them as soon as you can, because you need all the time you can mm-hmm. to get them started and get them time to go. And doing a little bit of math can show you how profitable something is going to be. So when you go to buy your seeds, it'll tell you this takes 14 days to produce a pumpkin okay. or something like that. Or this plant takes 8 days to produce some cranberries. And there's different kinds. There's one-off plants like pumpkins. So like once you pull them after 14 days, that's it. They're it's done. Giving you everything you need. Cranberries, on the other hand, once you pick the fresh cranberries off, the green is still there. And so it will keep producing cranberries
right.
like without having to regrow. Mm-hmm. So you need to do a little bit of thinking and be like, which one of these is best worth my money? Right. And there's all kinds of Reddit feeds, and the Stardew Valley Wiki is the best.
Oh, yeah.
Wiki. Oh, my gosh. It's so good.
Is that an official? I guess it's a fan.
It's one, a right? fandom wiki, mm-hmm. but fandom, yeah. it's fantastic. And it'll tell you all you need to know about which seeds to pick and all of that kind of stuff.
Cool.
But to start out, I like to do one of everything and just practice, because some of them mm-hmm. are harder than others, and yeah, all of that stuff. But there are, if you're making a profit as your goal, that's definitely the best way to do it, is with seeds.
Okay.
And your farm is completely customizable, so you can plant anywhere. After you clear off your land, because you've got a lot of like debris and trees and stumps and stuff like that, you can make a little plot of pumpkins all the way across your land, all the way across from the cranberries. You can make a forest of fruit trees and different things like that. You can mm-hmm. really just go to town and do whatever you want.
Can you customize the town and where everything's located?
Not like the town. Crossing, or? No, not okay. the town. The town is set how so it is.
Your farm is the only thing that you customize.
Yes.
Your plots, where you put your seeds and your...
Yes, you can customize. You can customize the interior of your house. Mm. You can add on rooms.
You showed me that before.
Yeah, you can buy furniture, all of that stuff, like Animal Crossing,
mm-hmm.
And customize it that way. Yeah.
I know a lot of these things because she showed me a million times, but I'm just asking for fun. Well, I think they're good questions to ask, though, you know.
Like, they are.
Because if people are not familiar.
Yeah.
So.
And another thing about farming is when you dig up your plants, there's different qualities. So depending mm-hmm. on how well you took care of them, a lot of times that will depend on what quality they are. And they get you more money if you take care of them. So if you water them every day, and you get the weeds off of them and make a bunch of scarecrows to scare the crows away, you're much more likely to have better quality crops and make more money.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you can harvest crafting materials from the crops too, and it will tell you.
No, not the crops. The crops won't give you crafting material. Crafting material is like wood and stone. So by clearing your land, you'll get a bunch of resources.
Did you say you get something to make a scarecrow from? What were you saying about making a scarecrow?
You need to make scarecrows in order to keep crows off of your plants. You don't use the plants to make the scarecrow.
Okay. I misunderstood. I'm sorry.
That's okay. And one final thing about the farm is it's not just planting crops. You can do animals also. So you have cows, sheep, pigs, chickens, ducks, goats, all of that.
And you can name them.
And you can name them. And I take that very seriously. I'm way too attached to my Stardew Valley cows and chickens. They're my little babies. Yeah. And the ducks, the little ducks are so cute. They're so cute. And they're just little yellow balls. And then they grow up.
Do they grow old and pass on?
No, they grow from a baby into an adult, and then they stay an adult forever.
That's nice. That's good. So it is kind of a safe place.
Yeah, you don't feel but sad like your plants or your crops, you have to feed your animals every day and you have to pet them every day, and which is a bit of a time suck. But as you progress in the game, you can, I can't remember if you can craft them or buy them. I think you have to buy them, but you can buy automatic petting machines that will pet your animals for you and feed them for you, mm-hmm. as long as you have enough hay.
Can you,
which is nice,
like farm hands, like people to help you?
You can if you play multiplayer.
Ah, so mm-hmm. I could go to your farm yep. and help,
and you could help do my chores. Versa. Yeah, help me do my chores.
Wow, who would want to do that?
You better, because
do you get paid or something?
I for mean. Doing? I don't know. I've never played multiplayer before.
Just being friendly and fun. That, I mean, that's cool. I just was curious.
I'm not quite sure. We'll have to do another Stardew Valley part two.
That'd be
about
fun.
Multiplayer. Yeah, and how
if,
that
if
works.
There's enough there to cover it all, yeah, we should do that.
Yeah. Okay.
So what are we talking about next?
The town. The town is a very big deal. The town is the hub. It's where you meet people. It's where you talk to people. It's where the story really like comes to life. Otherwise, it's just farming day in and day out, which is fine. And you can play that way if you want to. But I think the townspeople are probably one of the best parts of the game.
Yeah.
They make it so rich and so much fun. And I love them all very much. Anyway, so in Pelican Town, like I said, it's like a Stars Hollow from Gilmore Girls. You have a bunch of different people, a bunch of different ages. You've got younger people, older people, middle-aged people who are having crises or are happy with their lives or suffer from PTSD or are alcoholics. There's all kinds of like backstories.
Some serious topics.
There are some serious topics that you can get into. Yeah.
That's cool.
It's not presented in a super serious way, but they are adult issues. Mm-hmm. Like it's not juvenile at all. Like, which is pretty cool. And in addition to all the unique characters, the town has its own like fun events throughout the year. So like each season you'll have a couple of town events. Mm-hmm. For example, there's an ice fishing competition. There's a community luau where you make like a community soup. And so you have to pick your freshest, best quality crop and stick it in the soup. And the mayor, or not the mayor, the governor comes and drinks it.
Oh, that's cool.
It's so, so campy. I love it. And then there's like the spring flower dance, and there's a Halloween hedge maze that you have to go through to find the golden pumpkin. And it's wonderful. I love it. And the Christmas feast, it's fantastic. It's not called the Christmas feast. It's like the Feast of the Winter Star or something like that.
Do they happen on a certain day in real life time?
No, like, not in real life time.
Game time.
It's completely separate from real life time.
I see.
So in the game that happens on a specific day.
I see.
So everything is ruled kind of by the calendar, and all of the characters have birthdays as well that are the same each year.
Okay.
So you can check your calendar and see whose birthday it is and try to give them a gift or something.
And I remember you talking about that before. You can look at the characters and what their likes and dislikes are, and then the gift you give them or something you give them.
Yes. So like building relationships.
Relationship.
Yeah. Which is, that kind of moves me into the next.
Oh, well, if you want to talk more about the town.
Thing anyway. No, we can talk about relationships.
Okay.
Another super duper fun part of the game. So building relationships with the villagers is very, very important. You don't, like I said, you don't have to do this if you don't want to, but it does make it more of a rich playing experience to me. So there's platonic and romantic relationships that you can pursue with the townsfolk. There's for just the plain platonic relationships, you kind of learn through playing what they like and they dislike, mm-hmm. And what their personalities are. And you can befriend them quickly by giving them gifts that they like, or you can get friendship points taken away if you give them something that they hate. Yeah. There's no like list in the game that you can find. I've always found it through the wiki, mm-hmm. but sometimes, I mean, they'll give you hints. And if you give them something they like that they're very, very happy about, and you can tell. So you just remember that George likes leeks. And so all my leeks that I find in the spring, I always just save and give to George.
That's fun.
Because he's real curmudgeon. He's a little old man in a wheelchair. Yeah. And so he's really curmudgeon at the beginning.
I remember this guy.
I just give him a bunch of leeks and he's like my best friend for the entirety.
But you could play in a way where you don't look anybody's likes or dislikes up and you just kind of play and gives, mm-hmm. you know, and natural.
You could be
you could have natural like friendships, like, you know.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Which is
too.
What I did for most of my first time playing, mm-hmm. because I didn't know very much.
Yeah.
So just kind of play and
but
learn by default.
I would relate to Georgia. I like cranky characters like that. They're always funny.
And as you become better friends with them, you unlock cutscenes with them. So you'll like come into their house and they'll be doing something and telling you something about their life or like a dream they have or something that they want to do or a problem they're having and all of this stuff. So they become more three-dimensional as you become better friends with them.
Oh, that's
so there's
neat.
It's like a treat for becoming better friends with them. And they'll mail you good stuff if you're good friends with them.
That's how
they'll mail
learn
you food
more.
And things like that.
So that's the mechanic for learning more is to give them things they like so you get closer to them and then you get more story points and stuff. That's cool.
And
I like that.
Romantic relationships. So there are 6 bachelors and 6 bachelorettes in the game that you can date if you want to.
Oh, man.
You can date multiple people at once. As long as you don't date too many of them because then they get like really jealous and you can get found out. Yeah, they talk. So I only date one at a time because it's a lot of work to get them up to where they like want to be your boyfriend or girlfriend.
Sure.
So I usually do one at a time. I've never dated any of the girls. There's a lot of feelings online about which are the best bachelors and bachelorettes to go for. And they do come with their own different set of perks because like, once you date one and you decide to marry them, they move into your house and they do some of your chores for you in the morning on occasion. And they give you things and you can give them things and things like that. My opinion, I'm Elliot trash all the way. I think Elliot's so sweet and he's so nice. So many people hate him and I don't understand why he's so sweet and he's romantic and he like writes you poetry and he's great. I also like Sebastian because he's bad.
He's emo
and he does computer work in his basement.
Does he do hair flips? Does he have hair flips?
He has hair for flipping, but he doesn't actually flip it. But he smokes and rides a motorcycle.
Ooh,
very Jess from Gilmore Girls. I'll start comparing all these people.
The whole game is Gilmore Girls.
The whole game basically is Gilmore Girls.
No.
Like I said, I've never dated any of the girls. And my only other friend that plays it, he dates boys as well. And he always goes for Alex because he says he's the hottest.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember
and he,
Alex.
Yeah, and he has Harvey the doctor as his, he calls it his bit of intellectualism to Alex's jock nature, which Harvey creeps me out. He reminds me of Mr. Harvey from The Lovely Bones. They kind of look the same to me. Harvey's always last on my list of people that I
I think that's funny. That Alex was the hunky dumb character.
Yeah, he's the Alex hottest. That. He's the hottest pixelated character.
He'll think that's funny.
Yeah, he will like that. So that's really fun. And like I said, once you marry them, they move into your house. Mm-hmm. You can have kids with them once you're married. And that's fine to do if you want to. Kids serve no purpose. They just kind of run around, and you can put hats on them if you want to.
Hats,
and that's it. Yeah, they never get past a toddler.
Do they do Chad? They don't do work on the farm?
No, they don't do work.
Well, good for nothing, little
I know.
Rats.
I'm pretty sure you can only have two also. You can only have one boy and one girl.
So that's the farmhand system is date somebody, make them your husband or wife, and then boom, there you go.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And you can have same-sex relationships?
Yeah, of course you can.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah. Well, look at that.
I know. So that's kind of how relationships work in the town. And that's the main mechanic of Stardew Valley. There are other outside things that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to talk about crafting and I need to talk about the mines. So like I said, crafting is how you make or how you get items that you can upgrade your weaponry. You can, you know, make scarecrows, you can make sprinklers, you can make all kinds of stuff. Like I can't even list all of the things that you can make through crafting materials.
Mm-hmm.
And to find the resources that you need to craft, you need to go foraging around in the forest by your house or by chopping down extra trees on your farm and collecting the wood and the stone and all of those other types of minerals. That's how you make these things that you need to craft. And
does it explain to you how to like, I want to make an axe. I need X amount of this, X amount of that. Does it explain to you like how to go to? Okay.
Yeah, you have a menu. And when you go in the menu, it'll be your crafting menu. And you can scroll through and it tells you exactly what you need and whether or not you have it in your inventory currently.
Okay. So it's not a mystery.
Like, no, it's not a mystery. Okay. You can kind of, you can collect crafting recipes as you go along.
I gotcha.
So anyway, lost my train of thought. Yes, crafting. So to get the resources that you need to craft, mm-hmm. like I said, you need to go around the forest, or up at the top of the kind of the mountains area is the mines. Mm-hmm. And the mines are kind of like the combat element of Stardew Valley. So you can get all these different kinds of weapons, and you go down in the mine and you can break rocks and find gems or different kinds of stone that you might need, or different rare items and stuff like that. And there's 120 levels in the mine, I think. Wow. And with each level you go down, it gets harder and harder with harder enemies that you can, like there's ghosts, there's little slimes, there's bats that fly at you, there's skeletons, like there's all kinds of things.
It's a dungeon crawler. You run it around in a dungeon and are they randomly generated enemies and stuff?
Okay. Yes. And the ladders and down to the next level are also randomly hidden. You have to break rocks in order to find them most of the time.
And there's chests. I'm assuming that's how you find these items.
The items come out of rocks most of the time. Okay. I think every 30 levels, I think there's a chest with something special. Yeah. But you just keep going down, and every 5 levels it'll save.
Okay.
So it'll save on level 5, 10, 15. And then once you get to those levels, you can take an elevator. So you don't have to completely start over again or do it all at once.
So you can go as far down as you'd like, and then you feel like,
take a break.
I've gone down far enough. I'll stop here. That's nice.
And you get different resources at different levels. So like, say I want some iron. Mm. Iron is only available after level, I think it's 30. And so I can use the elevator to go down to level 35 and get some iron without having to waste time with the rest of it.
Since you already went down there through ladders naturally.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Do you have to build like a sword and a shield and everything?
No, you don't have to build
before
them.
Before you go in? Do you have to craft those before you go in?
No, you find them. You're given one through like
an opening area.
Yes, in the opening game.
Okay.
And then you can either find upgrades or be given upgrades or you can buy some of them, I think.
Okay.
So
it's kind of
But you slowly upgrade your weapons to where they're better.
It's its own little thing, and you just go in there, here's a sword, now go.
Yeah.
You don't have
go
to
figure
like,
it out.
Gear up outside in the town.
Well, now once you it can help to gear up. So your health will suffer. And like if you get hit by the monsters or you can also run out of energy really quickly. Mm. So it really pays to bring some snacks. So like save some of your crops and keep them in your pocket and just eat them as you're going. Or you can make recipes in your kitchen of your house with the crops that you have to make like dishes. So like vegetable soup or something like that.
Okay.
We'll take like a carrot and or like a pumpkin or something, and it gives you more energy. And sometimes it'll increase your speed. Sometimes it'll increase your defense.
Buffs.
Yes. Buffs. Cool. So like usually what I do is I take like a bunch of, you know, like spicy eel or something like that in my pocket and just like keep eating it until I get where I want to go.
Nice.
Oh yeah.
That's cool.
That's the mines. That's the combat area. I think that's all I'm going to talk about, because we could go to the oasis, we could go to the island, all of those different things. Ooh. They're more like places that you unlock eventually. They're not part of the main game at the beginning, so we could be talking all day about those.
Kind of.
Not really advanced, but you just have to keep going through the game in order to unlock it.
A mystery.
Which I forgot to talk about the community center in more depth.
Oh, right. Okay.
So, like I said, the community center is like falling down. And in order to build it back up again, you need to create these bundles that they're called of resources, quality crops, different fish, different kinds of wood, things like that.
Okay.
And you need to give it to the Juminos, who are these little forest spirits that live in the dilapidated community center. And when you give them the things in these bundles, they help build up the town. So when you complete like this certain crafts bundle, it gives you the bus. The bus station opens back up again, or the bus stop. And then you can take the bus to the desert, which has all kinds of other resources and plants and things like that that you can forage for that you can't find in your town.
I see. So it's you can go completely without doing it, but you miss out on some
you
of these
do
other
miss out and
things that are unlocked in the desert.
Yeah, and there's a lot of really great stuff that you unlock with the community center. There's a minecart that can take you like across the map instantly.
That's cool.
Which is so great, because at least in the beginning of the game, you are slow. You are so slow.
No. And it's, don't tell Alex that. Last podcast, he was complaining about mounts again. and how he if this game makes you run from one area to another and all you got is running, you can't jump on something and go faster. He hates it.
That is so funny.
And I agree. I totally agree.
Yeah, so no, it cool. can be frustrating. You can move faster if you drink coffee. That'll help you move a little faster. That's or me. You can eventually save up enough money and resources to get a horse barn, and then you get a horse, and that's your horse nice. Can move pretty quickly.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's cool. So with the community center, I was just going to say, I like the idea of like it's goodwill that you're doing, like creating these care bundles and stuff. It's goodwill, but it's in the form of like fairies.
Yeah.
So it's like a magic element.
There is a magic element.
Doing good in the community.
There's a whole like meta level to Stardew Valley as well, because mm-hmm. you've got like the Juminos. There's mm-hmm. also a wizard that lives at the edge of town that you can go visit, and he mm-hmm. can like magically help you change your appearance if you don't like how your character looks. And he does spells, and there's a witch cave, and there's like very strange, like otherworldly elements to it that just mm-hmm. make it just fantastic and fun, because cool. you just never know what's going to happen. It's great.
I like that. Yeah. So if you're interested, like I said, 614 to 620, you can play it for free on your Nintendo Switch. And then after that, 20% off.
I think that's what you said.
Yep, until the 27th. So
yeah, and I did want to say the best thing about Stardew Valley is that you can play however you want. There's like complete and total open ended freedom to this. So if you don't like combat, like me most of the time, mm-hmm. and you don't want to go in the mines at all, I mean, you might have to get some resources. It's going to be pretty tough without it, but you don't have to get through all 120 levels and like beat all the monsters and things like that.
You don't have to grind.
No, you don't have to grind. Like, oh, you never have to talk to anybody if you don't want to. You don't have to go fishing. You don't have to do the community center. I mean, you don't even really have to farm vegetables, even though that's the best way to get money. You can just have a cow farm if that's what you want to do. You mm-hmm. can, and there's no penalty. There's no time limits. There's no... No hard feelings like in Animal Crossing. Your villagers won't yell at you for not talking to them for several days.
Yeah, that's what's stopping me from going back to Animal Crossing, because I know they're going to be sad, or people moved away automatically.
I know.
And stuff. I don't even want to think about it.
I know. So that's my favorite part is that you, if I go into Stardew Valley and I'm just not feeling working on the community center, then right. I can just spend my session playing, doing whatever I want.
That's what makes me apprehensive about it, is I feel like there's so much you can do that I'll feel like it's just a chore and I'm like overwhelmed and I'm not relaxing. But the way you make it sounds like you can do whatever you want, and you can do as low level maintenance of stuff you want.
Yeah.
If you want. So
if you're like anxious to advance the game, then it can feel like there's a lot of stuff to take care of at once. But if you just like kind of slow down, be like, I'm just going to take care of my farm and mm-hmm. just water my plants and go talk to some people at the bar, then that's all you have to do.
That's cool. That sounds fun.
Yeah. So it's the best. I highly recommend it. It's so relaxing. Now that we've talked about it, I'm going to be playing it this evening for sure.
That sounds good. Yeah. I'm definitely going to download it and give it a shot. So, but in the meantime, share this episode with anybody who you think would be interested in the game, and subscribe. We'd love to see you back every Friday. So until then, we will talk to you on Friday. Bye, everybody. Bye.